How much education were your parents able to get?
Well, Mama got through, I guess, about the eighth grade. Let me see. I'll have to ask her how far she went. She used to, couldn't be anybody in the community out speller. She and my brother, I've got one brother, they're real good spellers. I never was any kind of spelling, but...
I know, spelling but, was always one of my problems.
But Mother and Basil, if it could be spelled, they just about could spell it.
How about your father?
My father had a good education. He went to Andersonville to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Worked his own way through.
Really?
He was, his father had a little farm out there in Anderson County, but he was pretty tight, Grandpa was, mm-hmm. and Papa and Uncle Joe went to Andersonville to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
so they finished?
They worked their own, I mean, you know, paid their board, worked and made their own way.
Where is it? What is this, a high school line? I mean, where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah, do people frequently...
It was work? Andersonville High School. I don't know, it's just, that was that, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a just little, let's see. I don't know what county seat is of Anderson
mm-hmm.
County. I don't know, but Andersonville was where, I imagine Andersonville is the county seat.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it was.
Mm-hmm.
Of Anderson.
Like, what did your mother and father do?
What did they do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. My mother never worked at Public Works until after my father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And
where did she do that?
She worked at the Standing Mill Textile.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And your father?
Well, he worked insurance, and then he and Uncle Joe, Papa's brother, had a grocery store for a while, and the health
broke. That must have been interesting.
His health broke down, and I was about 6 years old when Papa bought the farm, and we moved out in Knox County, right near the Anderson County and the Union County line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about 11 years old when Papa passed away.
Mm-hmm.
There were five of us, five children, and I was the oldest, and my youngest brother was 18 months old when Papa passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I had one sister and three brothers. There were five of us in family.
Boy, what kind of farm was it? Did you see anything in particular that you...
Well, it was just a little Flint Ridge farm. Most of it was up. Land, you know, hilly land, ridge land, but it was good land, and Papa made a good living on it while he lived. But he only lived, he and my mother were only married 13 years when he passed away, and in the summertime, he would bring stuff to town and peddle it. You know, people called it peddling then. Back then, he would bring beans, and well, in the early spring, about the first crop we'd have was rhubarb, and he would bring that, and beans, and tomatoes, and whatever we raised on the farm that could be sold, he brought it in. Sometimes I'd come with him, sometimes my oldest brother Glenn would come with him. Help him get rid of the load, and then we came by wagon too, or by hack, one or the other. That's all we had, and most of the time it was a little one horse hack. And Mama had milk and butter in the wintertime. Of course, she couldn't haul it in summer, but in winter.